It's not complicated. Call it creative. Call it art. Call it design. It's the Design Coach on Lake 96.1.
I've been told what not to do and what to do. I should have known better not to start the show with my hands over my mouth.
Right. Try not to do
since
that.
Since it is a radio show.
Right.
Anyway, good morning. Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1 with your host, Philip Sassano, and thanks for joining us again on this Sunday. Wow, I'm in full spring swing. I'm like chomping at the bit. I know you are too.
Mother Nature needs to check her meds.
Well, yeah.
We're either there or we're not.
I just love the term second winter. I think that that's a fun thing, but I feel like.
No, you don't.
I feel like when you get through, but it also means the plaid needs to be put away, so it's kind of sad.
It is sad.
With the exception of one thing. Look at my boots.
Plaid
boots.
There you go.
Courtesy of Taft. Taft boots. Okay. Shameless plug.
Hey, yes, we have a new sponsor on the show.
We do.
Yes.
Who?
We do. Laser Electric in Fontana.
Laser Electric came on as a sponsor. Well, congratulations and thank you so much, Laser Electric.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Well, you can pretty much get anything at Laser Electric.
Lighting store and so much more.
No, I'm not getting, I'm not saying this because they sponsor the show.
No, right.
I'm saying this as a consumer.
Yeah.
If you need it, Laser's got it.
Well, and
or at least can get it.
Well,
like that's what I think is.
And they get stuff that you won't find in anybody else's house. So you can go to the big box stores.
But
it's also
local,
right?
And I that you know how much I love that,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, we have at the Design Coach, we have worked really hard to establish some really great partnerships. I mean,
right.
Pier 290 and Lake Life Catering is one of them. Like we've got a lot of great local partners,
mm-hmm.
both on the subcontracting side and on the vendor and supplier side. So that's nice to see that Laser's come on. So that's
mm-hmm.
awesome.
Yep.
So we'll do right by you. We'll do right by you.
Yep.
So thank you. Welcome to the Design Coach and WLKG family. Right? So listen, on today's show, I have some fun news for you. Okay. So I have some.
Oh, okay.
So you know, if anyone knows, the first segment of the show is typically just about me, and then the rest of the show is mostly about me. But this is first segment of the show is mostly going to be about me. All right. So I want to tell you about something that's life changing.
That's why I wanted to squeeze Laser Electric in there.
Yeah,
real quick.
You're like, squeeze it all in before he starts talking about himself.
Because after that, it's out of my hands.
And when I mean it's about me, it's about things that I'm experiencing that I can share.
Right.
Right. So I'm not saying it's completely, totally self-serving.
Right.
But again, for those of you who don't know, I am a middle-aged middle child who like just wants to share all of the amazing things that are happening not only in our world, but really help you build and design a more beautiful home and a more beautiful life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And with access to more creativity. And that is actually coming to fruition in some really substantial ways, which I want to share some really exciting news on the air. But before I get to the really exciting news, I want to talk about you were talking about self-care and like you were talking about this orthopedic doctor you're talking to.
Right.
And you said, how do I not make myself get up out of a chair and be like,
yep, that's what I'm going to ask him.
Right. And there's a lot of people who feel that way. I mean, you get north of 50 and life, the wear and tear that you put on your body, especially if you're like me, I've been a contractor, a lot of hours on my feet,
mm-hmm.
right? I have a very active lifestyle and have high motor,
mm-hmm.
right? And you get to a point where you just need some additional assistance to, and I'm not saying,
get out of bed.
Well, just to function and
move out of a chair.
You also want to do it in as healthy and as maybe as I don't know,
organic.
Yeah, I was gonna say organic, right. Non. You know, there's a lot of medications out there that can kind of screw you up a little bit. So.
Right.
My kids introduced me to this pulsating massaging gun. Do you own one?
I do not.
Okay, have you seen this? It's like a lot of chiropractors.
I think my daughter has one.
A lot of physical therapists are using it to loosen muscles.
Okay.
For people who have a difficult time sometimes with mobility and stretching, it's a way to relieve pain and loosen up the muscles by producing high frequency pulsating.
Right.
Against your whatever. Okay, so like I have a like sciatic. Like I just have that thing where if I sit for long periods of time and I like to run, and if I don't stretch as often as I should, because listen, how often are you like dedicating 20 minutes a day to stretch?
You run?
Oh yeah, I've run 2 marathons. You knew that, and
I
still running
that.
Gives me a lot of joy. Like it's like a way to work up a sweat. It's like mm-hmm. I stay active. It raises my, it just raises my heart rate to the point where I just feel like, you know, like, and I'm lifting weights, but I'm lifting weights not for building muscle, for maintaining muscle.
Right.
If I come in and I'm like jacked, like, you know what I mean?
Get off the roids, dude.
You can no longer see the difference between my shoulders and my chin, and my neck is just wickedly thick. Like, then call Julie immediately, okay? And be like, what is he on? But that's not what I'm talking about. So this thing that my daughter had, which is a massage gun, apparently my son got one for Christmas, and she got one for Christmas, and I was like, I usually take this little, like a rubber ball, like a tennis ball,
right?
And I'll roll out my back sometimes, yeah. Like my lower back, and it'll release the tension. And I was like, I couldn't find it. I couldn't find what I was looking for. And I said, hey, you know, Mia, do you have one of those guns? I just want to try it on my back. And I did it for about, I don't know, 5 minutes a side, because it's not on my spine. It's either side.
Right,
it's definitely my sciatic and some of my other muscles, which I can't even pronounce, that run like, you know, all the way from your back of your, you know, through your butt all the way to your foot. Right. And I found that 5 to 10 minutes of doing that, it was the most pain-free.
Really?
I had felt in a long time, and I woke up to the best night's sleep this week. The day after I had done it. And then I followed up with some morning stretching. I could get my coffee, put on the news. I'm like, you know what? I have 10 minutes. I could sit on the sofa, or I can just put in a light stretch. And it's the compounding. You have to remember something about your physical health. For you to think that there's anything remotely that is a quick fix is just not, it doesn't, your body doesn't work that way. Your body needs care.
And it probably didn't get that way quickly. So it's going to take time.
And this is what I've learned, especially the older you get, the more time that you can practice some self-care in the form of, and they're now saying that to really lose weight, you don't even need to run or lift weights. Like, you really, like 3 miles a day walking, or just walking, right, matters. And there's so much access to technology in your watch and your phone. There's so many ways where you can sort of monitor, you know, your activity levels during the day.
And hold yourself accountable.
Right,
because that's where it falls.
Which is really key. But I will tell you, that pulsating muscle gun, if you're having lower back pain and you don't think it's due to anything, I would say, bone related or maybe joint related, but you think it could be muscle related. And what I have learned is that so much lower back pain is associated with muscles. Being out of alignment, tugging and pulling in different ways, and not really like the structure of the human body. Meaning, in other words, you don't have catastrophic failure. What you have is you have tightness that's just pulling in janky ways.
In the wrong direction.
In the wrong direction. And also, as you age, you're overusing muscles, which then the muscles all work in conjunction. And when they all lock up at the same time, it has to end somewhere.
And people forget that your muscles work in conjunction with your tendons and ligaments to hold everything in place.
Correct.
So
it's a whole interconnected deal, right, guys?
Right.
So I wanted to let everybody know, like, try that. If you're having...
So can you do it yourself?
I mean, it looks really odd.
Did you have Mia do it?
No, but it was like, you know...
Like, how did...
Everybody had some ailments this week where nobody was willing to get off the couch and help me. So I... they were just like, Dad, here's the gun. Charge it up. And I did do it to myself. I mean, it probably would be better. This is really kind of get in there, right? But like, especially on your back. But like, I did it, and I didn't do it hard. It wasn't painful at all. Mm-hmm. But I will say that there is something to that loosening up of the muscle that you just can't get from like a massage or like just a general stretch.
Right.
And then they say to combine the stretch with the gun. Like, so you might stretch it so that and then hit it. And so I've been doing some of that research, and I have to say, like, that's part of this like self-care journey that I'm on for 2025. Mm-hmm. To not only, you know, shed a few pounds, but also to just really make sure that I'm taking care of myself.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get to a point where you're in your 60s, and if you haven't really done some of the work, it gets harder as you get older.
Well, and to all the moms that are listening, you know, how many times do moms, you know, just fully admit, I neglect myself. I'm taking care of everybody else.
Everyone else.
And eventually, you can't take care of everybody else if you're not taking care of yourself. And
well,
then
and
you
it's,
compound
yeah, and,
the problem.
And
so,
it's anybody out there that used to be maybe more athletic as you are when you're younger.
Right. And
who
you're
then
not
thinks
as
you
much,
can all of
right?
a sudden be athletic. And that's when you pop an Achilles or you, right. you know what I mean? You
my husband
take out a knee, right? So I'm just saying. So another thing that happened to me this week. So that was one thing I wanted to mention on the show.
Okay, massage gun, got it.
First AI cocktail. Oh my son and I, Luke, came back, and we. I know you just did AI face again. Stop making AI face. It's not going away. You better learn to freaking harness this stuff. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, you better get on the archive and get into the Design Coach Radio archive and get in there and look at my two shows about AI. And now's the time to start. Start small, but you can start. But I'm just letting you know, it's going to change everything by making people even more productive. And I think that that's what people really want. If you want cheat codes, okay, for lack of a better term, if you want, okay, let's go even back. If you want, if you want a Reader's Digest version, okay, to take it way back, and you want summaries of how to be more productive and how to learn more, you know, Luke was teaching me this week. He was teaching me, he was just talking it and having a conversation with Perplexity. And he was just asking it questions about knowledge, and then it would respond back, and he'd ask a follow-up question. And if he didn't like the way the prompt was going, he would say, stop. It would stop mid-sentence and then be like, did I misunderstand you? Like, I'm telling you, Jarvis from Iron Man is coming.
Huh.
And it's already on his phone. And so I said to him, I said, okay, listen, I said, remember those cocktails that you and I did? And I mentioned this on the radio show.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago.
Yes.
And it spat out. Remember what I said? It spat out what I thought was a foundation of a cocktail that maybe we could build upon. And I was curious to see, like, did it just miss, like, did it just throw some stuff together and, like, has no understanding of taste profile?
Right.
The cocktail that it made, I want to describe to everyone, because what it was is it didn't sound on the surface. Do we have enough time? Are we good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what ended up happening was, we ended up taking the first one, and it was called sort of like a it was called the Velvet something. I forgot. It even gave it a name. And I said, okay, well, what is it? It was maple bourbon.
Okay.
With dry curacao, which has a little orange liqueur. Great. Good start so far.
Uh-huh. Right?
Then some vermouth.
Ooh.
Okay. Not dry vermouth. Dark vermouth. Red vermouth. Right. Right. Which is fortified wine. You'd make that in a Manhattan. You did that to a lot of boozier drinks. And then it added this little splash of Saint Germain, right?
Hmm.
And I was like, that, it didn't, like, you lined up the bottles and Luke and I were like, I don't know if this is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Stirred it up, put it in there. It was a sweeter version of like a Manhattan flavor, but it was sweeter, very palatable. And obviously booze forward, but you could also, listen, you can make any drink into a spritz.
Sure.
If you really wanted to make it on the lighter side.
Right.
And so in the coming weeks, we're going to release our Eastern menu.
And
I think we haven't ever really done that, but we're going to do that. But the first AI cocktail was crafted. And we augmented it with some bitters and we had a good time. But I'm telling you, like between the massage gun and the AI cocktail.
Jeez.
Okay, this guy's.
You had quite the week.
Yeah, this guy's loaded. Okay, spring is here. Let's talk about that when we come back from the break. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1. Elemental. This is what you and I are talking about.
Elemental.
Yeah. The things in your life that when you really distill down what's important, that are elemental, elements of your life that are just like the underpinnings of your happiness, your peace, your joy, that want to have you push out love instead of then feel so needy you need to ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like the posture's different, right?
Yeah.
Like the When you have an elemental foundation in your life, and it can't be in one part of your life. It has to be across the board. It's very difficult to make your job your rock only, or your family sometimes your rock only.
Right.
Right? Like you've got to have a little bit of a balance point, right? And what I mean by that is that there can be times when you're so involved in the weeds in things that sometimes that's not a great place to be. You know, listen, I've learned this through parenting. And by the way, just so you know what you're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1 with your host, Philip Sassano. And I'm going to transition into this understanding of this rebirth of spring, which is kind of what I want to talk about. It's very timely for me. And there's a lot of things to share that'll weave back into an understanding about how you begin to look at maybe your home, your life differently as we head into this awesome season, especially here in the Midwest. But when you talk about parenting, you know, there are times when you should stay out of your kid's life. There are times when you should just back away and let them grow. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's the most difficult thing to do is give the space.
Very painful sometimes. Yes.
Well, because listen, we are in such a rush to sort of control almost everything in our lives, and we're also arrogant enough to feel like we can control. I think that's now playing out on so many levels. I mean, when I said a few weeks ago that we are in a political, economic, social renaissance, all of the norms and all of the status quo is going to get upended in some way. Mm-hmm. AI will absolutely accelerate it because people can dig into all of they can dig into these things, right, with a lot more ease, and they can educate themselves on it. But also the transparency that people are beginning to demand, not only in government, but across the board, the transparency makes it so that you can't, like, you have to do what you say what you do.
Can't hide. Right.
Right. Say what you're going to do. Do what you say. Right. If you're not going to keep your promise, tell somebody why. Like, have an explanation. Right. Mm-hmm. And all of that accountability factor is rising to the surface because nobody's been accountable.
Right.
For anything.
Right.
I can say what I want to say. I can act the way I want to act. I can be the way that I don't want to be.
I
know more than you because I went to this school or you didn't go to that school, and I know better how to run your life than you do. Like, all of that stuff, and even industry to industry. I know more because I've been building homes forever and you don't know what you want. You really want this. All of that institutional arrogance, okay, is crumbling.
Yeah.
It's crumbling in front of us. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's freaking a lot of people out. And so when I come back full circle to your elemental core, what are the things in your life that are important to you? And when I say to you that I come to these airways doing more than just trying to design and explain how to design great interiors, I want you to design a great life. It comes with an understanding of what are the components to that. And I will tell you, one of the things that's been really beneficial for me, and I'm going to give somebody some tools here as to an insight on kind of why I'm heading in this direction. I have a lot of car time from time to time. You know, when I travel, I have a lot of car time. Uh-huh. When I'm on a plane, got a lot of plane time. You know, like or just kind of visiting job sites. It's like you have car time, right? And, you know, you can do one of two things with that. You can return a bunch of phone calls. You can check in with people. And I do those things. Try to use my time wisely. Mm-hmm. But I've never been an avid book reader. I like knowledge, but I would rather explore it on the internet or on my phone.
Or hands-on.
Physical, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'm a very visual learner.
Yeah.
So although I like to read, I don't like to read in the traditional setting of like a book in a corner on a chair. Right? Like,
well, who has the time?
Yeah, to me, I'm more like, I like the fast input, right? And what I've recently been doing is doing these audiobooks, which have been really beneficial. Mm-hmm. Because I love flipping between a couple chapters on this topic, you know, making a determination like, okay, well, I heard that author say that they're full of crap. I'm moving on to something else because mm-hmm. that's not like, thank you, Captain Obvious.
Right.
Right? Because some of these books that come out are like, people think are an epiphany.
Right.
And if you're an entrepreneur, you learned a lot in a short period of time. When I tell people it's not the age, it's the mileage.
Ooh, that's good.
All right.
Yeah.
It's not the age, it's the mileage.
Right.
Right. Like, I'm the oldest 56-year-old you're ever going to meet. Right. Probably not true, because I think there are some experiences like that I haven't had. So I'm not the oldest. I'm old.
Have you jumped out of an airplane?
No, I haven't. Listen, when it comes to things like war and like serving your country, like those aren't experiences I have. So I can't say that. That's not an accurate statement. But I can say that I've experienced a lot. And I've seen a lot and I've tried to do a lot. Okay, so I can say that. So I feel like I've gained a lot of wisdom and
because you're trying.
Because I'm out there actively on offense with my life.
Right, right.
And have been. And I think one of the things that if we talk about this elemental component to like what really when you distill this down are the underpinnings of designing a great life, I think it is impossible to begin this discussion without this foundation of humility and gratitude. You know, we were talking this week with my team and we were laughing because, you know, we were saying, you know what's a great start to your day?
What?
Waking up. Wake up. That's an awesome start.
Woohoo!
Right there. You're ahead of the game. Right there. You woke up. awesome.
Yeah.
If you don't look at that like that's a blessing every day. I got up.
I made a lot of noise, but I got up.
Maybe. Right? Right? If you're that foundational elemental positioning of your mindset on gratitude and humility, on just understanding that that foundation is truly the foundation of happiness. If you can't look at, because what it does is it when things, inevitably life is going to find a way to knock you. If you're not right. grateful at your core for just that activity, everything else is kind of negative and downhill.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Right.
But when I talk about what it takes to design a home, and we talk about the opportunity that people have to design maybe building a home for the first time. You know, custom home, that's an exciting endeavor. Even a remodel, what an exciting endeavor. If our approach at the Design Coach is, we're very grateful that you wanted to bring this opportunity to us, and let's see how we can help.
Yeah.
It might not look the way the client always wants it to look, right? Because they sometimes want to control the process in a way that you can't really allow them.
Right.
It'd be like the patient doing self-diagnosis.
Or surgery.
Yeah, like, hey, do you mind reading your own x-ray? And I'll get back to you. Or telling me how they're reading the x-ray. Do you follow me? Like, that doesn't always work. Like, at some point, you've got to trust that you hired a pro. And
well, yeah.
Can you let me be
put it in their hands.
Like, let me be
right.
a pro and produce pro?
That's really hard for a lot of people,
yeah, but guess what?
Though.
And then if I don't produce pro, you can tell me how I missed. And I'm fine with that.
Right.
And then let's have a dialogue about how that went down.
Because that's the pro.
The pro doesn't mind the feedback.
Right.
The pro wants the coaching.
Right.
Like it's like when coaches say good players like coaching.
Mm-hmm.
This elemental piece that I'm referring to in this show is do you have the foundation of gratitude and humility to be able to accept the coaching, even if it's not always delivered the way that you want it? That's a really important thing because tone with everybody these days wigs them out.
Well, that's because
like if it's not delivered, if it's not delivered perfectly,
right,
with the right pronoun, everybody freaks. Okay, or the right words, everybody freaks. That's not going to work in true collaboration.
No,
true collaboration to be able to build your core comes from constant feedback about how you can be better, and you have to want to be better and be grateful for the opportunity to be better.
Right.
When you look at your home, you have to apply that same lens to your home. You have to look at a space, and if you can say to yourself, can I just find a way to improve it gradually today, better than it was, you know, today than it was yesterday? Sometimes that's something as simple as the non-cosmetic. Sometimes it's something as simple as organization.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to be some grand makeover that you spent a lot of money on. It could just start with a purge, an edit. You know, spring cleaning,
mm-hmm.
right? It's very interesting that, like, because that's, to me, that sounds like a Midwest phenomenon. Because we have winter. Yeah, because winter piles up. Like, I don't know that other climates in other parts of the country that are 65 to 75 to 85 degrees year round experience spring cleaning. Spring cleaning to me specifically says I've been dormant for a few months.
Right.
I've been wearing boots all winter.
And plaid.
And plaid. And I have more jackets. You know what I mean? Like your mudrooms just look like.
It's so funny.
Your mudrooms literally this time of year just look like, oh my gosh, from the inside of your car in the Midwest to your mudrooms, it's just a depressing place to live in the month of March.
It's just so funny that you said that because just last week I looked around at all of the coats we have at our house and was like, you know, I could seal these up like, you know, from the dust that I know we're going to produce and take them to the new house and get them out of this living space and put them away there. And like this place would feel, like you said, kind of springier, a little cleaner, you know.
The best home.
And it's just a simple task.
The best homes have zero fat on them.
Right.
Zoe and I have started to do, have you seen Zoe's new NLRs?
No.
They're called New Language Releases, where Zoe and I come up with acronyms.
Oh, God.
And she's got a couple on her TikTok and the NLR versions. We've done two videos. And one of the ones that we came up with was, you know, we come up with these acronyms that people can use that we think are just fun to use. Because they were teaching me, like, you know, people do LOL. They do all the normal ones, right?
Right.
We're like, there's a better way to do that. So one of the ones we came up with was no fat on that. NFOT. In other words, if somebody gives you a comment or a criticism that is dead on, that is really honest and direct, you're like, oh, NFOT, no fat on that. Okay? Like the superfluous is what weighs us down to a certain extent. Now, before I go into all Joshua Becker on you on minimalism, that's not what I'm referring to. What I'm referring to is no fat means that you have utility and you have elements that are nurtured and supported that support a life that is efficient and nurturing without fat.
Right.
Okay? There's a way, there's a look to that. There's a weight to that.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a lift to it. Not when you've purged necessarily, but when you've right-sized and you've improved. When we come back from the break, when it comes to spring cleaning and designing a better life, I can't imagine a better time of year to do it and to start that process than right now. Okay? So stay with us. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1.
Anyway,
welcome back, everyone. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1 with your host, Philip Sassano, and we're talking about spring cleaning your home and life. But one of the new NLR's new language releases, which are these acronyms that my daughter and I have started putting on TikTok, one of them, the other one was, so NFOT, so no fat on that, was what we left the break from. One of the new ones that I thought was brilliant that we loved was SIFB. Save it for Broadway. So when someone's being way too dramatic, so be like, yo, SFIB. Like, I don't, save it for Broadway. Save me your drama. I don't need that. Okay? Go up on stage. Save it. Like, I don't. No.
That is my...
Save it for Broadway.
It is my favorite one so far and possibly my new pronoun.
I'm just letting you know, like, these new language releases have been so fun to do with Zoe that...
What was the other one?
NFOT.
No, the other one?
Oh, CFS.
Mm-hmm.
Can't fix stupid?
Right.
I
have one.
That was Zoe's favorite. Okay, you got one?
DB, don't bother.
Okay, don't bother. Mm-hmm. That's another good one.
But that goes right after can't fix stupid.
Yeah, although they got to be three, minimum three.
I see, okay. So I did one.
So if someone keeps making a mistake over and over again that they shouldn't be making, so if someone's making a mistake over and over that they shouldn't be making and they are aware of it, okay? BBP. Be better, please. Be better, please. Okay? The other one. Or you can do get it right, please. GERT.
GERT.
Okay?
GERT.
Okay. Or GERP. No, GERP. Get it right, please.
GERP.
Okay? Get it right, please.
GERP.
Like, can we do that? Can we just get it right? Can we just GERP?
Just the one time.
Yeah. And NLR, it's been a fun thing that we do with Zoe. But
it is funny.
The reason I mention this is because this is the time of year where we all think about, especially here in the Midwest, sun's out.
Springing forward.
Whatever traditional cliche analogy, you know, you wanna throw in the mix is totally fine and appropriate for the show. But what I'm referring to is this elemental understanding of this gratitude and this humility that when you really do the inventory, that I believe leads to like happiness. And when you're happy, people project great things outward. Right?
Right.
Happy people don't cut emotionally.
No.
They just don't. Right? And we're in this environment where there's a lot of consternation right now. And I can't imagine a better conversation to be had in this particular moment in this social, economic, and political renaissance that I believe that we're in, where status quos are being challenged. The way we used to do things, which weren't working, that then people were arrogant enough to make a mess and then claim they were the only ones smart enough to clean it up. Think about that for a minute. You create a mess, and I don't care. It's in industry. It's in politics. I'm not talking about politics right now. I'm talking about in general that some of these institutions who create these messes and these in these industries, these businesses, then convince people they're the only ones smart enough in the room to fix it when they're the ones who did it.
And unfortunately,
and created the mess.
Right. Unfortunately, that's like
what an
the
arrogant,
prime,
what an absolutely right. ridiculous posture to have.
Prime example of bait and switch.
So
bait you, switch you to me. I can fix it. I'm the only one. I'm your savior. You got to have
so,
me.
So really, right. really boiling down this post-COVID conundrum, right? Because I really believe that during the COVID experience, a lot of stuff, we were all preoccupied with survival mode, that a lot of that stuff found its way into this post-COVID experience. And people are now coming back to it and saying, whoa. Like, now that we're out of that and we're learning the lessons of it, now we're out of it and we're saying, gosh, like, can't we just get things right now? Like,
can't we get back to common sense?
Yeah, can't we just get it back to basics? And I think that there is this get back to basics mindset that I think we all need to maybe push maybe a little bit more forward. And some of that is that self-care that I talked about in segment one, where
right.
you're just really focusing on, like, if you're not good mentally, emotionally, physically, it's hard to be good for people.
And it's just going to get worse.
Well, because you lose the energy. Yeah, it's exhausting.
Right.
And I think so many people are in this phase. And listen, I do liken this to the construction and the custom home building, is that for so many people, it's such an exhaustive process because it's not seen in a collaborative environment. And then boiling down these decisions to the elemental, which is what I'm talking about. I am having very substantive conversations with clients right now, and it's wonderful because the conversations we're having, Nancy, aren't what should it look like.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like, do you need that?
Right.
Are you going to use that? And just because you could afford to do it or build it or create it, will you use it? Do you need it? Or do you just want it because you're going to use it?
Or did you know that instead of that, you could do this.
No, that is absolutely like
because
creating,
like,
multiple options. I mean, right now, the rigidity that exists in so many
right.
industries that have the nerve to say, this is the way we've done it, the one size fits all approach to it, or to be arrogant enough in your process to say, I'm not willing to morph it
mm-hmm.
to give you more ideas, right?
Right.
It's that game that you have to play between, I have a process and a core that I know works for my clients, that I'm going to espouse to make sure that we stay on track, but I'm not so rigid that I don't really want to find a way to get you what you want
right.
the way that you want it. But if what you want is sort of diametrically opposed to the health, then there is a lot of duality clients come to the table with. They come with a lot of confusing things.
Sure.
Like, everybody has a ransom note in their mind. I've now come to realize that the ransom note actually exists in our brain between our ears. Between the things that are a disconnect that we can't describe, that come out in the weird paper clippings of our dealings, and that at the end of it is a demand that a lot of people don't even understand what you're asking for.
Right.
Our job at the Design Coach is to unpack all that, is to say the demand in our business is, I want this beautiful thing, I want this thing I love, I want this thing I use. And then we have to unpack all of that. Messy words, lack of people willing to be able to articulate, like, they throughout our process they can articulate it better
mm-hmm.
as they go through it.
Sure.
And that's when it really starts to click. And in the beginning it's a little messy. And so I think as you go through this process of really figuring out and doing the diagnostic on the elemental parts of your life that are working and not working, the first question you have to ask yourself is, have you nurtured it?
Yeah.
You know? Have you tilled the soil? Have you cleared the beds? Have you allowed the space for things to breathe, to grow? And have you really had the honest conversations with yourself about the elemental parts of your life that actually allow you to design something that, when it does get hard, because it's going to get hard, something that lasts and is perpetual for the amount of years you do have? I mean, you and I have both had, I had a couple situations recently with family and clients. You know, they put a really fine point on that, that mm-hmm. tomorrow's not promised. So as you go into this conversation about the spring and spring cleaning and the elemental parts of your life, I want to give that some context, and I want to give that some real, like, some real tangible takeaways that I think might work for everybody. this inventory about how you want to live, which was a really big focus of ours a couple weeks ago on the show, is, you know, we ask our clients, how do you want to live?
Right.
As a driver to how do you build something that works for you, whether it's a new build or a remodel, versus how do you want it to look? How do you want it to flow? Well, mm-hmm. flow is all about how you want it to live. So the elemental question is, how do you want to live? And I think right. that's a very important thing as a platform here. I don't know how many people are asking themselves that question. How do you want to live as a balance point with your work? Like, I know for me, I want my kids, and I wanted my kids to see the level of investment. And Julie was the same way. I wanted our kids to see the level of investment that it took to be successful.
Yeah.
I didn't want to shield that from them. So we would have, you know, Julie talks to my kids and has since, I don't know, middle school, about what she does. And even though they didn't understand exactly what she did, mm-hmm. they understood the amount of diligence, the energy, the effort. And what they did was, is they took away the articulation of that and said, and what they were reading was how important it was to her. It wasn't necessarily that they understood it.
Right.
And that they grasped it.
Right.
It's that they understood how important it was. And they also then conversely saw how physically hard I worked at my job to create things of beauty. And when they were younger, they were just hanging out with me, you know, goofing around with me in the studio. Mm-hmm. The girls were in smocks, right. hanging out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now they look back and they're like, oh gosh, oh, you do that. I didn't realize that you did that, but now it clicks for them.
Right. That's why.
Because I didn't keep them at an arm's length. So the lesson is that just like I talked about with the self-care of your body, that it takes time. It takes time to nurture the elements in your life that matter. There is no quick fix. So there's no better time to start than now. If you want things to bloom, you got to put them in the ground when it's soggy and it's less than ideal. Right.
And you have to water. You have to water it. It's a continuous
And more importantly,
effort.
You got to prune it.
Right.
So when things in your life aren't going the way that they want to with the relationships that you have, you have to talk about the dead branches. Okay? You have to have those conversations as well.
Right.
And it was funny because I wrote a blog a few years ago about like the 7 lessons I learned from watering the garden. And I think I'm going to republish it again because it still holds true. Because it's all about the things that you're referring to, the nurturing process.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not grateful for it, you don't put in the energy to nurture it. If you have contempt for it, if you have resentment towards it because you didn't get what you needed or what you thought you deserved, you neglect. You see, it's all about what you're pushing out.
Right.
And what's interesting is in the spring, a lot like, remember when I said in the fall, like what's great is you don't need to decorate with plastic pumpkins because it's like the universe gives you
pumpkins.
A cornucopia of natural elements to design with. Like, why not just grab those and then just enjoy them seasonally?
Right.
Instead of like buy plastic pumpkins, like they're readily available. As far as I know, there's not a pumpkin shortage like there is eggs. Okay. So I don't think there is. So what I'm saying, and in my roundabout way, is like the world does give you what I think is very much a natural ebb and flow to a really good cadence and rhythm if you let it. See, I think it's when we fight nature, when we fight it.
Or try to replace it with something
unnatural. Yeah, like I think when we try to fight it that it gets a little weird for us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, when you try to fight your age versus it's like, okay, well, I can't do the things that I used to do, so I have to do it a different way.
Right.
This elemental piece of this gratitude and humility that is this underpinning of the transformation that I'm asking you guys to embark on this spring is to really look at, and we're going to start with the professional. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about how it translates to your home. But the first thing it has to do is it's not work-life balance. It's understanding that if your identity within your profession is that important to you, you should be sharing it. And if you're not sharing it, why aren't you? Right? All right, we're going to dig into that and a lot more with segment 4 at The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1. You know, nothing helps you turn a page faster than moving. Mm-hmm. You know this, right? Like,
yes.
And good morning, everyone. You're listening to segment four here of The Design Coach right here on Late Night 6-1 with your host, Philip Sassano.
But we he didn't hold any grudges.
We giggle because everyone knows segments. I'd love a segment five and I'm not going to get it, but that's okay. So as we continue what I'm calling and referring to in this show, the mental spring cleaning. I am. It's mental, it's physical, it's emotional, intellectual. Spring cleaning that I think is a really, for me as a Catholic and the whole resurrection of spring and, you know, like mm-hmm. this time of year.
Yeah.
It holds a deeper meaning.
It's an attitude.
For
it's
me,
a,
like
yeah,
it's like,
it's
you know
passion.
What? I can be reborn. I can reinvent. I can be better, right? Like, and it all starts with what you're pushing out. And it's really hard to push out great things when you don't feel great. And so that's kind of what we're talking about today is how do we feel great in all aspects of our lives or at least start to feel better? It can be hard to feel great all the time.
You know what comes to my mind?
Yeah.
What brings you joy?
Oh, God, yeah.
And so,
hopefully you have a lot, hopefully, you
right.
have a lot of things that you can find that do that.
Right. Okay. Whether it's physical or activities or, you know, something mental that you do, some kind of, you know, exercise like that. I mean, it's all,
see, I
it
think,
will all
okay,
help.
And here's an interesting, I mean, well, here's a perspective I hope you find interesting. You know, when it comes to organized religion and faith, it often gets a really bad rap.
Right.
For a number of different reasons. And sometimes that's deserved and sometimes it's not. The one thing that it does do is it puts an optimistic point, or it should, on a bigger understanding,
mm-hmm.
right? That there are things in the world that you can't control.
Right.
And that it teaches you acceptance for the things that you can't and to maybe focus on the things that you really can and not control, but to participate and to be active in making it better. Okay. And we're so obsessed with the outcome of controlling something rather than just putting in the elemental components that we know are the virtuous ones, hard work, love,
right.
faith, right? Good character, honesty, all of those things and pushing that and packing that into our daily lives. And then the natural result is something that is
right.
good because you're
right.
putting in good to get good. We would rather put in our own idiosyncrasies into things and then have the gall to then be like, well, why wasn't it good? Well, because you put in all your selfish gobbledygook into the mix.
Right.
And then that's why it tastes that way.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Right.
Like, is that a shock here, guys? So this elemental component of the spring cleaning that I'm talking about is when I said as a profession, like what you do for your job that takes a ton of time, the joy that you get out of it, Nancy, you know, I hope that you take that and that you're sharing what you love about this communicative art that is local radio.
Mm-hmm.
That changes every day. It's something different all the time and it's live. What's cool is it's in like real time.
Right. It's right now.
You know, I know that it's your job, but there's a real calling there that people in your life should know why you've dedicated so much of your time to doing this because it's a special thing,
mm-hmm.
as is everybody's effort in the job that hopefully gives them joy. Now, if your job doesn't give you joy, that's actually on you.
Yeah, you've got another problem.
But that's not on anyone else.
Mm-mm.
Like there are places out there that are begging people to be a part of something bigger. You just have to go find them.
Right.
But they're out there. So I don't hold this whole like, well, I need it. No, there's other things that you're defining in that space that just keep you in your comfort zone and then wanting you to hate your lazy boy chair. Okay.
100%.
I'm sorry if that's harsh, but that's true.
No, it's 100%
right?
true.
You tend to have contempt for the things that just keep you safe because you know that maybe you're called for something bigger, which I do believe people are. And sometimes that bigger isn't bigger for bigger. It just means better for better, right? Bigger isn't better. Better's better.
Right.
That was recently, again, I heard this again recently from a client of mine. And he's like, it's totally right. Like bigger isn't better. Better's better. More isn't better. Better's better. So as we turn that lens from our professional elemental, like, are we sharing what we love about what we do with people to be able to give them a better understanding of how we operate? Are we really doing that? Are we articulating that? Or are we just expecting our efforts to shine through and like we're there to just do it by example? I'm sorry. People aren't paying attention the way you think they are. They're not. They're not paying attention to your life the way that you think you are. So sometimes there's an articulation that has to help and that helps them understand.
Right.
Well, the same level of care there it comes to your home. You know, when I say to you that I'm like the bar that we created, like, yes, I have a very robust bar. But the bar at my home isn't about the alcohol that I have.
No.
It's not about alcohol.
It's about the space.
It's about the experience
yeah.
of somebody being able to pull up.
And what you're able to do.
Spend a few hours or a few minutes with me. And maybe we just enjoy a creative creation that just enhances a conversation and a joy of something very simple.
Creating a memory, though.
And it doesn't need to be alcohol. It could be a mocktail.
Right. Like,
the bar is just a gathering place. Now, mine's robust. So I also have a very, very, I don't have a massive bar. I have a bar that seats six. It's about all the space can handle. And mm-hmm. my family loves it. I love it. And I pack it very efficiently with the things that I know matter. I have my ice. I have my big refrigerator and I have a dishwasher. But I don't have a lot of freezer drawers. I don't have a lot of all this. Like, I don't have a lot of that because that's not what my space will accommodate. But it's also not what I need. Right? Like, I know what I need. And what I need is just a gathering place for the holidays. And that occasional experimental creative lab.
Yeah.
That enhances a random Wednesday. Right? Maybe midsummer, where I just want to experiment with the new gin with a squeeze of lime or lemon and a little simple syrup. And I sit and enjoy the sunset.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that... It doesn't need to be complicated, but it does need to be discussed. Your home, you need to look at your home and you have to say, do the rooms that I've designed support the elemental in my life versus the superfluous or the maybes? See, when we design spaces for the maybe, the occasional use, okay? What I have found is that most of the time, they don't ever really get intended because there's no intentional purpose behind it. There's a hope.
Right.
You don't design great homes on hope.
And you hope that it motivates you to start living in that way, and you're not going
to. It's the same reason that you can't exercise and be like, well, I hope. Well, you got to put in the work.
Right.
Your homes need work. And they need constant maintenance. And if you're looking for maintenance-free products that don't need to be maintained, they don't really exist.
Well, no. They do, but they're disposable.
This is true.
But that's ugly.
Let's unpack that. If you were to spend the money for a hardwood floor mm-hmm. versus a non-hardwood floor in a residence, that hardwood floor, from a resale perspective, it's going to be something that when you do go sell the home down the road,
mm-hmm.
that is something that people are always going to love.
Absolutely.
Okay. LVT material is an efficiency play for the look of wood
mm-hmm.
without the cost. It's a cosmetic. I don't care what you tell me. Like, I understand that it's not real wood and that's a play.
Right.
But you're not going to convince me that it's better.
Right.
You're going to convince me that for the use case, it might be less expensive and you want to spend the money somewhere else. And I get that.
It's practical.
But better is better.
Right.
So when I talk about the design of your home being more elemental, I knew that I wanted, like, for instance, I'll give you an example. I wanted a really packed, really interesting bar, but I knew it wasn't going to be big. So what did I do? I packed it with the things that really mattered. You have to pack every room with the things that really matter. If you're not using your dining room, why do you have a dining room? Should it be something different? If you want to eat in your kitchen and you want that to be the experience, is eating in the kitchen or in the kitchen space adjacent, then why do you need a kitchen table? Why can't you just eat at the same area every day and it's beautiful?
Right.
These are the types of questions that the design coach, we're trying to get to an elemental understanding of the things you want and the things you need. And then really having substantive conversations about, are they giving your life lift? See, this is where this whole thing goes. It all goes to, is your waste, the things you don't, that don't materialize, that you hope to materialize, are those a weight? Instead of designing a life that gives you lift. This is playing out at the Design Coach at the Vault right now. Right now, the most exciting thing that's happening is that the bones of the building, which mm-hmm. is an old laundry service factory that used to do all the laundry for the resorts in the area, called Powell's mm-hmm. Laundry Service back in the 50s and 60s. When that space began to reveal itself as this old factory with these beautiful clear stories, I could have very easily said, leave the clear stories and let's just do drywall. And I saw these old rafters and I'm like, no. Mm-hmm. See, the architecture of the old building is part of the story. And I said, it's always gonna ceiling pop. There were gonna be a million ways then that I was gonna have to insulate it then from inside versus outside. And there was a roofing system that I had to pay for to be able to insulate it from the outside so I could have the exposed rafters. And now that it's being painted and sprayed, I'm making this determination. I love living with all of that.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So that I can put the money, quote unquote, into the areas of the showroom experience that really matter. And that's going to be the mobility of it, the multiple use case of it, the fact that it's going to have Wolf Sub-Zero Cove kitchen appliances, and we're going to have a working bar behind it, and we're going to have a working coffee maker. Like, we're going to have these experiences that are elemental to what's going to give this space lift. Your home should be that for you. If you don't use it, you didn't need it.
So in the context of spring cleaning, mm-hmm. with the minute or so that we have left.
Yep. Yeah, this could be a two-parter. But
right.
And I'm not going to say I'm not going to revisit it next week.
And do you go to that, what I said was, if it doesn't bring you joy.
Or it doesn't give you lift. I think not everything needs to give you joy. But everything needs...
Well, you know,
everything,
your blender's not going to bring you joy, except does, in the form if you of can margaritas. Right.
But
you know what
Listen,
I mean?
But, like, no, but I know. But here's the thing: I think that's a little bit of it's a little bit of a lace term, joy.
Okay.
Because people joy, they think happiness.
True.
Joy can be content. Joy can
True.
Be peace. It doesn't need to be loud, right? So every element in the home, from your kitchen appliances to the way that you flow in a home to where you want to sit and the way things look and feel, have to be something that gives you lift. And that lift can be inspiration, but that lift can be peace and solace.
Comfort.
It can be quiet.
Right.
It can be comfort. I want this Sunday for you to begin to do that. Begin to look in the month of April and really begin to look at your life on an elemental level of where you can both give lift and design a life and a home that lifts your lifestyle, regardless of your budget. Anyway, have a happy Sunday, everybody. You've been listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 961. Have a great day. You've been coached.